From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursello, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Despite a superior court ruling that tossed a lawsuit, casino workers say the fight is not over to include gaming halls in New Jersey's indoor smoking ban. Atlantic City casino worker Pete Naccarelli is urging the state legislature to get moving with its own rule to ban smoking on the casino floor.
We aren't looking for anything special. We're not looking for any kind of special rules, special laws. We just want the same protections as everyone else in the state.
Meantime, a group of casino workers have launched an ad blitz featuring their children talking about the health risks of secondhand smoke. The father of the teen suspect in Wednesday's Georgia school shooting says he bought the gun as a gift for his son. Colin Gray was arrested and hit with multiple charges, including second-degree murder and manslaughter, after his 14-year-old son shot and killed two students and two teachers and injured nine others at Appalachie High School. Gray told investigators he bought the AR-15-style rifle as a Christmas gift for his son Colt last year, the same year the boy was investigated for making school shooting threats online. The teen has been charged as an adult. An 18-month-old girl has been killed by a pit bull in Newark. Authorities say the child was inside the family home on Tuesday when the baby wandered away from the teen babysitter and was attacked by at least one dog, possibly two. Have you ever heard of cat eyes? They resemble brass knuckles. A person places their fingers through the cat's eyes, and the pointy, sharp ears serve as dangerous weapons. Transportation Security Administration officials are seeing an uptick in cat eyes coming through airport checkpoints and carry-on bags, which is a big no-no. TSA spokeswoman Lisa Farbstein says the traveler has a choice of how they want the situation handled.
They can say maybe just take it and put it back in their car. They can hand it off to a non-traveling companion. They can put them in their check bag and in their last choice is to voluntarily surrender to TSA.
She says there's been an increase in the number of cat eyes being carried through airports across the U.S., mostly in upstate New York, which prompted the warning. Is your school bus safe? New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has introduced legislation to make buses safer nationwide by requiring three-point lap and shoulder belts, background checks for drivers, and technology installed that would alert drivers if kids are not wearing their seat belts. A child who was rescued days after nearly drowning in a backyard swimming pool in Ocean County has died.
It's the latest tragic drowning death of a child in New Jersey. Prosecutors said that a four-year-old boy died on Monday after he was rescued 3 days earlier from a backyard swimming pool in South Seaside Park. The child had been hospitalized since police found him unresponsive at the home Friday afternoon. At least 11 other families have lost children in accidental drownings in New Jersey since Memorial Day. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
For the first time in years, New Jersey's sexual assault victims' Bill of Rights has expanded.
A bipartisan measure passed unanimously in both the state Senate and Assembly before Governor Murphy signed it into law this week. It gives sex assault survivors the right to regular updates on their cases, such as if and when an attacker's DNA profile is collected as evidence and whether there's any database matches against other cases. Sponsors and advocates say the enhanced Bill of Rights will help empower and protect assault survivors. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A detention hearing for Sean Higgins, the driver charged in the deaths of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau, was postponed as his past driving record was revealed. Appearing in Salem County Superior Court Thursday morning via video, Higgins' attorney and the Salem County Prosecutor's Office asked for an extension. Higgins' new hearing date is now set for September 13th. Higgins' driving record shows he has six prior incidents between 2003 and 2021. His record was considered to be in good standing by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission prior to the crash. If phone scammers succeed just once out of 100 times, it's still worth their while. Authorities in New Jersey are putting out an alert about a specific type of phone scam that's circulating more than usual so you don't become the next victim.
Morris County Sheriff James Gannon says fraudsters are calling residents statewide claiming to be sheriff's officers.
And they've gone as far as spoofing the phone number to local sheriff's office to make their victims believe the call is originating from a legitimate agency.
The fake story is you missed jury duty or a court date, or there's a warrant for your arrest, so you need to pay a fine. Gannon says the scammers will promote payment methods like Bitcoin, Zelle, or Venmo.
We don't operate with those platforms at all.
Gannon says if you're suspicious about a call like this, contact law enforcement to verify legitimacy. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State wildlife officials are urging New Jerseyans to be aware of a dangerous type of snake recently spotted in not one, but two New Jersey counties.
Residents are urged to stay away from the northern copperhead snake. The brown-colored reptile can grow to be a few feet long and can camouflage in fallen leaves. Police issued warnings in late August in Somerset and Hunterdon counties. According to experts from Rutgers, a copperhead typically bites when the snake is being handled or deliberately harassed. Though rarely fatal, bite victims can experience swelling, bruising, and blistering. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Teachers in New Jersey have until September 15th to grab a free cup of coffee, compliments of Wawa. It's part of the convenience store chain's Cheers to Classrooms initiative. It's good for any size coffee. Teachers just need to let the cashier know that they are a member of a local school system in New Jersey. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5.com this weekend. Join Eric Scott Monday morning for New Jersey's first news at 5:30, then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.